here this morning, just use the chat feature or the raise your hand icon. But now, welcome onto the call, the head coach of the Camel Camels, Mike Minner. Good afternoon, Mike.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Hey, bye week for your team. Chance to hopefully get healthy and refocus. How did you guys use that bye week?
Well, I think we use it about like everybody else. It was a great time because it was our fall break at the same time. So it was like we just did an excellent job with you guys putting our bye week at the right time of the year. So it was good to, you know, rest up and kind of work on yourself for a week. And so that was really, really good.
Question this afternoon from Todd Gibson. Go ahead, Todd.
Hey, Mike, how you doing, Coach? How do you guys handle a bye week? What do you guys do? Do you rest up too, or is it still doing what you guys do?
Well, that's a great question. We on the road recruiting. So the whole week was, you know, kind of me and the coordinator stayed back to handle practice and everybody else was on the road recruiting. We went across to Europe. The NFL has a academy over there, and it's about 13 countries that's represented on this team. It's like a Europe IMG. And so we're the first team that stepped ground, stepped foot on ground over there to go to that high school and look at the talent. And, you know, the connection with the NFL got us over there. And so it was really, really fun for my coaches to, you know, be all over the world, I should say. You know, we was in Europe, we was in California, Florida, the Midwest. And so we was all over the place.
Sounds like a good time, Mike. 2-2 in conference play. What are your potential for possibly getting to the postseason? Do you feel like you guys have a chance, and what has to happen? What has to go right for you guys to get there?
Well, you know, first, I mean, we got to win. You got to win out. I mean, you can't afford to lose another game in conference. You already got two losses, and so you got to win out. But man, that's so hard to do in the CAA. You got so many great football teams, man, and we got one coming up this week with Maine coming off a big win for them, and got some momentum on their side, and so you know it's gonna be a tough ask for us, but the opportunity is there, and I told my guys, man, look, life is about opportunities, and you got to know when it's knocking on your door so you can answer it.
Mike, what have you learned so far about this conference? You touched on a little bit right there, but you know, it seems like you guys just beat each other up every week. Is that kind of what you thought this conference was going to be?
Absolutely, though. I knew it was going to be that, right? Because we played Monmouth, we played William and Mary and Elon, and so we knew that this conference, week in and week out, was going to be brutal and tough and physical. And really, when you look at who lasts the longest is really about injuries, right? So who don't get hurt? I just heard Rob asking, you know, Coach from Hampton, you know, about one of his great running backs not being able to play. And, man, that's really what this is about when you talk about the CAA is who can stay healthy throughout the long season of beating up on each other.
With that said, Coach, where are you guys right now health-wise heading into to the stretch run for you guys?
Man, we great, you know. Praise God, we good. And, you know, we excited about it. I've never been in this position going into a week, what, 7-8, and be healthy like this. You know, normally, man, we be holding our team together with some duct tape. And this is not the case right now, man. We very healthy and we very deep at every position. And I'm excited about this four-game stretch that we're going to have because I don't count North Carolina, man. So that's a game that, you know, we're going to go have some fun. But these other four games, it's going to be important. But the problem is North Carolina in between the two. And so we got to really, really protect ourselves coming down the stretch.
Yeah. With that said, are you? I don't know if you guys are the same way at the FBS. Are you guys allowed to play kids four games and still redshirt them? And if that's the case, how are you juggling that at this point?
Yeah, no, that is the case. And I'm not looking at redshirting anyone. If they plan, they plan. And we got quite a few freshmen that's playing right now. And so if a guy's going to redshirt, he's probably not even ready to play four games. And that's how, you know, our football team is right now. So if you're a guy that can play, you're going to play. If you're a guy that still needs some time, I'm not going to put you in for just four games.
Has that made for some good competition at practice for those kids who are trying to get that time?
Absolutely. And again, when you have depth on your roster, it creates that. And so now I don't have to get so creative and trying to, motivate my guys in week 7 and 8 about how to come to work ready to rock and roll. Well, they know because competition is going on right now. So we had practice this morning and guys was flying around because they know the guy who performs the best in the week is the guy that's going to start and the guy that's going to get some playing time. And so everybody understands that. And competition is the best motivating tool that a coach can have.
Did the kids get a chance to get away? Did you send them home, say, go see mom, go see dad? And if so, when they came back, were they flying around and feeling pretty good about themselves?
Yeah, they got a chance to go home. We practiced Thursday morning so they can get up out of here because it was fall break. So they got to go home really Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and then we had practice this morning. So they was energized. They was ready to go and feeling good coming off that long weekend I gave them, and they earned it. So now it's time to make sure that our minds are set on finishing up very, very strong.
Final question for me, Coach. What do you see in the Maine that you got coming up on Saturday, this conference game against Maine?
I really love their quarterback, man. And the quarterback is really good. He's able to put the ball in spots to help the receivers make plays. They love, double moves to get big plays in their offense, but the quarterback makes everything go for them, I believe. And so we're going to have to really, really be on our P's and Q's and try to get some pressure, which we haven't been very good at, is getting pressure on the quarterback. And so we got to figure that out. Worked very, very hard on it in the bye week. And hopefully this week we can continue to work on that and try to get our pass rush up to speed to affect this guy, because he's really, really good. You know, defensively, I think they just play very hard. And when you got a defense that play hard like that, it is hard to move the football on these guys. It's hard to run the ball. It's hard to throw the ball because they got a corner that's in the boundary. And number one, he's like 6'3", 210 pounds, and he really puts his hands on people and makes it tough on receivers in the boundary. And so, man, these guys play really, really well together. They connected on defense. I love how they play. Their D-line is moving around. D-line don't stay blocked. I just love this defense, to be honest with you. And so our offense, which is the strength of our football team, is going to have their work cut out for them, man, because this defense is not going to set still. They're going to come out there in all kind of different ways to make it confusing for the offensive line so you cannot run the football. And so we're going to have to be able to, stick on our guy and move our feet and move the football through the run game. And it's going to be a big challenge. And so hopefully my offensive line is listening, because this is a challenge to them, because it's really going to be coming down to, can we run the football against this defensive line?
Thanks, Mike. Always great talking to you, Coach. Take care.
Thank you.
Mike, before I let you go, along with the challenge of entering a new conference, you brought in, I think, 40 new guys or 40 plus new guys, and had to mold those guys into a team. How challenging has that been, and how do you think it's gone to this point?
Well, we 500, right? We right in the thick of things, Rob. So I think that says that, you know, it's been working up to this point for a team to come from the Big South. Last year, you had two of them, and they wasn't, you know, in the middle of the season, they wasn't talking about being in the thick of things, right? So this has been a great challenge for me, myself, and my coaching staff, and my leadership. I'm talking about the players who've been here before. You know, it's been fun, man, trying to make this thing happen. I knew that we needed to flip the roster like that to even have a chance to come into this conference and compete. And right now, man, we're competing. I mean, you look at it, we, you know, what, 14 points away from being undefeated in conference. And you got beat by two of the top teams in the conference right now. So, man, I'm ecstatic about where we at. But I'm really looking forward to where we can go, you know, and how can we grow in these next 4 weeks.
When you see the conference race and only one team left with zero next to their name after 3 or 4 weeks, how is that different and how is that encouraging to your point of still being in this conference race?
Well, it's very encouraging, man. This is the reason why I wanted to, and I'm sure the AD and the president wanted to get into this conference, because it's not about one team going undefeated. It's really about the competition of the whole conference, and you can lose two games and still have a chance to, you know, compete for a playoff spot, man. And that's really where it's at. It just reminds me of when I was playing in the National Football League, that it really wasn't about being undefeated. It was about having a record that was respectable enough to get into the playoffs. And then now it's a new season and it's a new time. And we get an opportunity to live that right now. You know, you're talking about October, November, 4 weeks, four games, and you get an opportunity to play for a spot in the playoffs, man. That's fun. That's exciting. You know, and for a young football team like ourselves, man, you couldn't ask for nothing, you know, nothing else. And that's because we're in a CAA. It's not because of anything else other than the fact that we're in a great conference.
All right, Mike, thanks so much for your time this afternoon, and I look forward to talking again next Monday.
Yes, sir.
All right, thank you. Yeah. That concludes our CAA football coaches meeting.